We were holding by the Pasuk in Kapitel Beis, Pasuk Ches. Make him and may offer go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises the needy from the dirt. May Ashpois Yorim Evyain, from the trash heaps, he lifts up the Evyainim, the destitute, Lahoyshivim Nedivim, to seat them with noblemen. The Chisei Kovid Yanchilein, and he gives them, he is manchel them, he endows them with a throne of honor. Ki la Hashem mitzuke eretz, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the pillars of the earth, vayoshes aleihem tevel, and he placed upon them the world, the population. Medrash tells us a matruna, a noble woman, asked Rav Yossi ben Chalafta, HaKol Moizim Shevisheshis Yom and Borei Elokim Es HaOdam. Everybody agrees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. Mishisha Ulukan Mahuay. He said, now that he finished his creation, what does he do after that? So Omar Lo, Ma'ale Sulamis Umayrit Sulamis. He puts up ladders, he takes down ladders. Shenemar, as it says, Hashem Moirish Umashir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes poor, he makes rich, Mashbil Afmeroimein. He lowers people and he lifts up people. What's the pshat in this medrash? What was the shakla vitaria here between this matrona and Rav Yossi ben Chalafta? She believed that, like what we said, there's a philosophy that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so he left it up to the mazalos. It's beneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu to control the world and control every aspect, every facet of our lives. So she said, you know, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is finished with the Bria, what does he do now? He's not busy. He's obviously not controlling every single aspect of our lives that's beneath him. So to that, the Yossi ben Chalafta says, you're making a mistake. Moiritz Sulamais, Malas Sulamais, he puts up ladders, he takes down ladders, people that were up, he makes them go down. People that were down, he makes them go up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach on every single aspect of our lives. In other words, her philosophy is a false philosophy, and this is one of the basic nekudas here in Shiras Chana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of every single one of us. And that's really the pshat that we say in Hallel. Mi kashem elokeinu ha-magbi lo shoves. Ha-mashpili liroiz b'shamayim u-ba'oretz. Who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That at the same time he's magbi lo shoves, he sits on high, and still hamashpili liroiz b'shamayim u-ba'oretz. He lowers himself to see what goes on down here, and to be mashgiach in every one of us. What's the raya to that? Mikimi meyofer do, meyashmas yorim evyain. If everything would be working on mazel, then things would never change. If a person has a good mazel, for the rest of his life, he'll have a good mazel. If a person has to show him a bad mazel, that'll also remain for the rest of his life. How is it that you see that people strike it rich in lehepach, has to show people they lose their nechosim? The Torah says that's the biggest riot. The Micha Hashem Elokeinu HaMagbil Lo Shoves, HaMashpili Livers V'Shamayim U'Bo'aretz. The fact that you see that people's lots change is a siman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not leave it up to the mazalos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it by himself. I once heard from a Choshev Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael, May Ashpois Yorim Evyain. Literal translation of Evyain is the needy. But the word Evyan also comes from the word Ova, a lesson of Rotzen, a lesson of wanting. That probably is why an Evyan is called wanting. He's left wanting for Parnassus. But in a Ruchni Yizdiki sense, May Ashbois Yorim Evyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could lift up someone that wants, someone that has a Rotzen to be Oyle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special Siyat of the Shmaya to be Oyle. The Iker is the Ova, the Iker is the Rotzen. Once a person has that Rotzen, then it makes no difference what his original kishrein is, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that special siyata d'shmaya. There's a Maisa Shahoya with the Krinker Rav, one of the greatest Ga'inim in Europe, Rav Zalman Sender Kahana Shapiro. Krinker Rav, so Balagola once came to him. Pashta Balagola, he, mamish, knew nothing. Nothing. Didn't have much intelligence either, and he comes to him, he says, Rebbe, and he starts crying. He says, I'm sick and tired of being a dummy. Sick and tired of being a dummy. I don't know a thing. I'm sick and tired of it. I wanna know something. So he told him, Yitaka want? Yitaka want? So he says, yeah. So he says, give a scream with all of your koiches, I want to be a Talmud Chacham. So this fellow, you know, is a big fellow. He gave out a big bellow. You know, I want to be a Talmud Chacham. He says, say it again. Said it again, a third time. And from that moment and on, he was Nishtana. He changed. And slowly but surely, he became more orangutan. He got people to learn with him. He became a Talmud Chacham Muflik. What was the pshat? He wanted him to express that rus in the chol kaychay. He expressed that rus in the chol kaychay. May Ashmei Shem Evyain, the Ova, the one that has the rus, that is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. L'hoishivim nedivim, to place them with noblemen, v'chisei kovid yan chilein. The Mepharshim say that this was a remez to the mice of Chana with Shmuel. Originally, she was empty, she was barren of children, she had nothing. And now she was at the top of the world, she saw such nachas from Shmuel that he became the Navi, he became the Shaifet, he became the Gadol Adar, that the V'chisei Kavod Yanchilein. It's also a remez to someone that the destiny of Klal Yisrael rests on his shoulders, that's David HaMelech. Chana also had a chelik in David HaMelech because Shmuel was the Rebbe of David HaMelech. Shmuel was meishich him as the Melech, and Shmuel Hanavi was his Rebbe. And like Rebbe, like Talmud, the same way Shmuel came from Chana, who was lechatchil and umlala, David HaMelech himself went through very difficult times in the beginning. There's a posik, Motsosi David Avdi. I found David, my servant, B'shemen kodesh mishachtiv. I anointed him with holy oil. I once heard from Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, Motsosi David Avdi. I found David, my Eved. What does it mean, I found him? Motsosi is mashma that he was lost. He was lost, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu found him. What's the pshat in that? So he types up the odds against David HaMelech, being the Melech, were like stifling odds. Let's make a cheshmo what happened. A little bit of David HaMelech's life. Medrash tells us that David HaMelech was supposed to die at birth. And Adam HaRishon saw into the future. If he won Nusach in the Medrash, it was the Avos HaKadoshim. And Adam HaRishon gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. Fine. The mice of Lot with his daughters, when they escaped from Zdayim, and then Lot lived with his daughters lived with them, and from that came out eventually Amrin and Moav, and from Moav came Rus HaMoaviah, and from that came David HaMelech. On the other side, you had the mice of Yehuda and Tamar. That wasn't a very likely thing to happen either. And Afal Pi came, Malach pushed him into him, like the Medrash says, and he ended up living with Tamar, and from that came out Peretz, and from that came out eventually David HaMelech. The mice of Boaz and Rus, also a very unlikely scenario, that Rus HaMoaviah, who Alpi, what Klal Yisrael thought at the time, except for Yechidim, Moyavi Amayni Umayavi Bekal Hashem, most people didn't know of the drasha of Moyavi V'loi Moyavis, and even after Boaz had announced it and made it public, there were many people, and even Talmidei Chachamim, that were against it. It was a tremendous tumult in its time. So that a Moyaviah comes, she's 40 years junior of Boaz, the Gadol Hadar. What was the likelihood of that shidduch ever taking place? Very much unlikely. The Afal Pi Kein, David HaMelech came out of that union. But we're not finished yet. The Medrash tells us that David HaMelech, Yishai, thought that David HaMelech was not from his wife. Yishai thought that he was a mamzer. And they cast him out to take care of the sheep. They bechlama not machshiv him. Until Shmuel HaNovi came along and was moshech him l'melech. When he came to the sons of Yishai, he was moshech every single one of them. The oil came out and came right back in to the flask. And David HaMelech wasn't even there because Yishai didn't even consider him a child. He says, Shmuel HaNavi says, these are all of the children. And they finally brought David HaMelech from pasturing the sheep. And that's when, you know, Batorim, Karni, B'Shem and Ranon, that's when it was Davus, the David HaMelech, was the Nimshach on Klal Yisrael. He was the Emes, the son of Yishai. Even after that, he was a nirdaf. Terrible, terrible Taurus. Motsosi David Avdi. From amidst all of these odds, I picked out David, my Melech. That's the me. David HaMelech himself is the one that says, Mikimi meyofer do, meyashpe shorim evyoin. He picked me out of the trash heap. He picked out of nothingness, and from that came David Melech Yisrael, and from that will come the Melech HaMashiach. And actually, David, who will be the Mashiach, or Ezra will be the Mashiach, really represents all of Klal Yisrael. What are the odds of Klal Yisrael surviving among 70 wolves? We are mamish outnumbered. What are the odds about that happening, that we're able to survive? And I just heard recently a report that the economy in Eretz Yisrael is so far and beyond many other economies. You're talking about a nation that's 60 years old, and they're able to compete and even do better than countries that have been around for who knows how long. There's a chromayu dikasiyata d'shmaya over there. That's the mikimi meyofer do meyash b'shorim evyayim. Ki lo Hashem mitzuke eretz vayoshes aleihem tevel. The reason why you find the Shinui HaTeva is because the world stands on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The foundations of the world are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Yoshes Aleihem Tevel, and he places the population on the earth. Everything is totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you see that there's a Shinui in Teva, or you see that some people are more Matzliach than others, when it doesn't seem like that's a normal thing, it's all because it's totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Radak says a pshat, ki lo Hashem mitzuke eretz, by Yoshes Aleihem Tevel, the mitzuke eretz are the tzaddike hador. They are the foundations, the world stands on them. The Gemara tells us, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day, baskel yoytzes v'yoyim eretz, a baskel comes out and says, kol ha'oylam einoy nizayn ela b'shvil chanina b'ni. The whole world gets its sustenance because of my son Chanina ben Daisa. The Chanina ben Daisa, dad Chanina b'ni, dailoy b'kav charuv v'me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. In a week, he consumes a little kav, a little measurement of boxer, from a carob tree. So the world stands on the people that sit and learn, the people that are tzaddikim, the people that do Torah and mitzvahs. Matter of fact, there's a Moedik pshat from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Mishnah in Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin says that an apikoris does not have a chelek in Olam Haba. And there's a machloikis exactly what an apikoris is. But there's one man, the Omer, that says, my apikoris. What is an apikoris? Someone that says, my ahani li rabbanon. What could do the rabbanon do me? They sit and learn. Like, what, you know, what exactly are they accomplishing for us? So Rishol Salanter asks a question. It's not a bad thing that a person says that. But, ad kidei kach, that ain't like chelek loylam haba. Saying such a memra, he should lose his chelek and Olam Haba. It's an aveira taka. But where is the chomer aveira? So Yisrael Salanter says Pashit. He says, we get our sustenance ba'olam hazeh from the tzaddikei hador, from the talmidei chachamim. If we wouldn't have them, then we would use up our splits and we wouldn't have Olam Haba. Why do we get sustained by Olam Hazeh and we have a chelek in Olam Haba? It's only because the tzaddikei hador, they are the ones that support the world. Memela, we don't have to use up our own schusim down here. Memela, we have something left for Olam Haba. But if not for the tzaddikei hador, if not for the talmidei chachamim that sit and learn, then we would use up all of our schusim. We'd have nothing left up there. So the fellow says, Maya Hanili Rabbana, what did the Rabbana help me? He's obviously saying, I'm not getting anything from them. I'm saying, I'm my own schusim. Once a person does that, he has nothing left for Olam Haba. So it's not just a punishment, it's a fact of life, it's a mitzvah. If a person says, my Hanili Rabbana, he's saying, I'm the Hagen of schusim. So then he uses it up down here, he doesn't have anything left for Olam Haba. So the Pasik Vaiter, Pasik Tes. Ragle Chasid of Yishmar, the feet of his chassidim he guards, urishon b'choyshech yidavu, and the rishon will be cut off in darkness. Kiloy v'koyach yigbar ish. A person will not overpower others with plain koyach. It's totally in siyata d'shmaya. It's totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarding us. It's interesting. Lately, here on the news with this latest terrorist attempt to down an airplane. So you hear how people say that Israel doesn't have such a problem. Israel, they're medayik in every single surveillance, and they're careful or whatever. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but they have something else as well. because there's no way in the world that you could guard against anything happening at all. Surveillance with know-how and capabilities to develop because, you're right, the Derech HaTeva, the Taka, more careful than everybody else. They're not fools like the rest of the world. But the Iker is, Eini Hashem Alekecho Aleha, Meireshis Hashana V'Arach Rishana. Without the Siyata D'Shmaya V'Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we're nowhere. Now, what's that? Rak V'Chasid of Yishmar? The Mepharshim say that even the Chelek HaTachtein of the Tzadikim, even the Gashmias, the Regalim are a marshal for the Gashmias of Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards them, they should be Torah in every one of their actions. Not only does he give them Siyata D'Shmaya and Ruchmias, but in their Gashmias, the Kaholi Chelech, their whole Mahalach HaChayim, he guards them. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Kulin that not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu guard Tzadikim against Yisurim, but even the Behemden Shal Tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takola Al Yodan, it's famous Klal and Shas, Ma Behemden Shal Tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takola Al Yodan, Tzadikim Atzman Lekol Shekein, if the behemoths of Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow them to be over on an Isser, Kal Vachayim with the Tzadikim themselves, the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, that Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer was once on his way to a Pidyon Shvuyim, and the whole story with how he caused the river to split on his way to the Pidyon Shvuyim. He stayed over at an achsanya, and they took his chamor that he was riding on, and they tried feeding it. It wouldn't eat. They ground it down. It still wouldn't eat. Tried taking out the dirt. It wouldn't eat. So finally, they came to Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer. They said, "Your chamor doesn't want to eat." She says, "Did you take meiser?" So I said, "No. It's not going to eat if you don't take meiser," which is a pell in itself. That's a subject for itself. But the Gemara brings a ray from over there. If Behemton Shal Tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takol HaYodan, Tzadikim Atzman Leikol Shekein, Ragle Chasidov Yishma. Pasuk Yud. Hashem Yechatu Merivav. Hashem, may the contenders of my son Shmuel be shattered. This was already a tefillah. Olov Bashamayim Yarein. Against them, you should thunder from Shamayim. Hashem, Yodin Avseyoret, may he judge the ends of the earth, the Yitain Oiz Lamalkai, and may he give strength to his king, the Yoram Keren Meshichai, may he raise the pride of his anointed one. In the beginning of Shiras Chana, I mentioned, it says that she was Mispalel. But the truth is, until now, until this pasuk, there was no tefillah. It was all praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his godless. So he said then that the Radak says that all of that was a hakdama to this pasuk over here. This pasuk is the tefillah. She was davening for the hatzlacha of her son Shmuel. And in it, she was kailel all of the different things that were going to happen in Shmuel's lifetime. It was a tefillah, and at the same time, it was nevuah. Yechatu merivav, that's referring to Shmuel, because the Plishtim, throughout Shmuel's life, the Plishtim constantly fought against the Bnei Yisrael, and under the guidance of Shmuel, they were able to be Matzliach, to be Menatzeach, over the Plishtim. Olav Vashamayim Yaren, he should thunder against the enemies of Menashamayim, which it happened like that. Later on in Kapitel Zion it says, Vayarem Hashem, the Kol Godel Ala Plishtim, HaKadosh Baruch, we thundered Menashamayim, and he scared the Plishtim off. Yodin Avsei Aret, that also happened in the times of Shmuel. Because Shmuel went from one end of the of Eretz Yisrael to the other, he was Shefet Klal Yisrael, he was Mashmi on them, and he brought them up to a tremendous level. The Yitain Oiz Lamalkai, that's a remnant that he's going to be Mamlech Shol, and Hashem will give him strength to help Klal Yisrael. The Yoram Keren Mashichai, that's referring to the Nevuah of he's going to be Moshech David HaMelech. So in this little pasuk over here, she really capsulized what the Iker life of Shmuel is going to be. The Aruch HaKadosh asks a question over here. He says, if the main theme of Shiras Chana is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care and he's Mashgiach and every single thing, so how do we see that Rishis is Masliach? You see that there's so much wickedness in the world and the people that are on the top, you know, they're the ones that are Rishon. Why is that? I don't know, but that would be a very big kasha on the Indian of Hashgacha Pratis. To that she said, Hashem Yodim Afsei Aretz. There'll come a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge the leaders of the world. And until that time, we're not going to have the answer to all of that. Yes, there are questions. There's questions of Tzadik Viraloi and Rosh HaVitevloi. But those questions are not, we don't have the answer to that right now. From our limited perspective, we can't see that. There'll come a time, Hashem Yodim Afsei Aretz, Hashem will judge the leaders of the world. Of the Vila, we don't have that. Why is Taka Hashem quiet? Why doesn't he say anything when he sees Klal Yisrael is in Sarah? So the emes is, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says the following. Why were the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla called the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla? Pashit, you would say, because there was a big gathering of Talmidei Chachamim. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says, Loma Nikru Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. Why were they called the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla? Because Sheherziru Atora Liyashna. They returned the crown to its glory. To its old glory. How is that? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he addressed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Hokeo HaGodol HaGibor HaNeirim. The Rebbeinu Shloim, that's great, he's mighty, he's awesome. Kiryohu HaNavi, he lived in the times of Churban, he said, Nochrim Mekarkarim Be'echoloi, the Goyim, they're scoffing at Hashem, they're making sounds, or if you want gears, Meragdin Be'echoloi, they're dancing in the Beis HaMikdash while they're destroying it. Ayenai Ra'isa, where's his awesomeness? He didn't see his awesomeness. So he took out the word, when he davened Hashem, he took out the word Neira. Came Daniel, he saw the long and bitter gullus. Long and bitter gullus, that was 70 years. We were no longer in bigger gullus. But he saw that the gullus was terrible for Klal Yisrael. He said, Nochrim mishtabdim bibonav. The goyim, they're being mishavid. They're enslaving his children. Ayegvu reisav, where is his strength to take the Yidden out of this gullus? He took out the word Hagibar. He didn't say Hagibar. The Anshei Knesset HaGdayla came along. They said, Adarab, Hein Hein Gvuroisav, Hein Hein Neuroisav. This is his strength, and this is his awesomeness. Because HaKadosh Baruch really would want to save his children. And HaKadosh Baruch would really want to punish the Rishayim. But he holds himself back. Why? Number one, he wants to give a chance for the Rishayim to do tshuva. Because the end, the truth, is going to be so bitter. It's going to be such a bitter pill to swallow. So even to the Rishayim, he's Marech Apayim, he keeps his anger, he holds back, that's the biggest gvura. What is the Neira Isav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If not for fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could one nation survive among 70 wolves? Hey, Kavsa Achas, one sheep, how could it survive among 70 wolves? So, Hein Hein Gvura Isav, Hein Hein Neira Isav. The Gemara asks a question. How could Daniel and Yirmiyah, they didn't see it, so they took it out of their tefillah. You know, would we be able to do something like that? So they said, the reason why they did that was because they realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an amiti. He's full of emes. And Mimela, and he hates sheker. So Mimela, they didn't want to say it when they weren't able to see it. But we're now, Bizman Hazeh, after the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, we're misaking a special Nusach HaTfila, it's not be a danger to do something like that. That was before the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, the Rambam says, before the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla came along, everybody davened in his own lashon. They changed from the lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu, because they weren't able to say something that they didn't fully feel. But Bizman Hazeh, that we have that set Nusach, we wouldn't be Yosef if we would change from the ways of the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. And the Marsha speaks out in that Gemara over there that when did the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, when did they return this, the Hokeo HaGodol HaGibor HaNeir, that's why they're called HaGdayla, because they made the name of Hashem big again. They returned the titles Atora Liyoshna, they returned it to the way it was, the way Moshe Rabbeinu did it. When did that happen? The Marsha says in Masechtas Yuma by the Ma'aser of Purim. The Ma'aser of Purim, you couldn't see anything out of the ordinary happening. There was nothing chutz l'derech hateva that was out in the open. Everything was strings that were being pulled behind the scenes. So if they're studying the Ma'aser of Purim, they saw that mitoich the hester, mitoich the hiddenness, they saw the Yad Hashem, they came to the conclusion that everything works with the Yad Hashem behind the scenes, and even though we don't see it, Abraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us, he's mashpili lirois, even though we're not able to see that. And that's when they returned it. So it'll come a day when we see we'll see things out in the open, but that day has not yet come. Matter of fact, the Gemara Darshan's Masechtas Brachas, Mikra Moicho Bo Elim Hashem, who is like you amongst the gods Hashem? The Gemara Darshan's Bo Elim also means Bo Ilmim, who is silent like you? When there's an urge to speak out, and when there's an urge to take Nekama, and you remain silent. There's a very good reason for it. And Hagam HaKadosh Baruch Hu would really like to destroy the Rishayim. He would really like to save the Yidden. However, he sees that the right thing to do is to wait. Mikra Meicha Ba'ilmim Hashem. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayelech Elkanah HaRamasa. Vayelech Elkanah HaRamasa. Al Beisei. And Elkanah returned to Ramah. Al Beisei, the Pashto Pshat is to his house. Sometimes the Ayin and the Aleph are interchangeable. V'hanar ha'yemishoreth es Hashem, es pnei Eli HaKohen. And the Nar, the lad, was Mishoreth Hashem, in front of, or under the guidance of Eli HaKohen. V'yelech Elkanah ha'ramosa al Beisei. Again, the Pashto Pshat is al Beisei to his house. Sometimes it's interchangeable. But the Al-Shech HaKadosh brings down a pshat, Al-Beisoi, that he returned to the Mifakeach Al-Beisoi. In other words, until now, he wasn't able to fully take care of his house and his own business dealings, and now he was able to take care of his business dealings. Now, why would the Navi tell us this? Like, why is it necessary to tell me he was able to return to taking care of his house? So, Parshat, I would say, that it teaches me how much time and effort Elkanah dedicated to being Mechanech Shmuel in order to bring him to the Madrega where he's able to come to the Beis HaMikdash and to be Mishoreth as Pnei Eli. These last couple of years were years where he couldn't take care of his regular household needs. He had to dedicate a lot of the time to being Mechanech Shmuel. Memela, now that Shmuel was in a place, he was in the Mishkan under the tutelage of Eli HaKayan, now Elkanah was able to go back to doing what he had to do to take care of his household again. That's what I would say is the Pashto Pshat. Now, Biderech, in a lighter vein, I would say, there's a Maisa Shahoya, Rebaruch Ber, great Rebaruch Ber Leibowitz, the Rosh Hashiva of Kamenetz. The Biskarov said about Rebaruch Ber that anybody that says Rebaruch Ber is the biggest goyin and the biggest tzaddik, it shows he doesn't have a clue of how great he is. He's much greater than that. He was in a league unto himself. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. When his father sent him to the Volozhin Yeshiva, so he used to come every couple of weeks to speak to the Rosh Yeshiva to see how his son is doing. So finally the Rosh Yeshiva told him, you know, if you plant a little sapling, if you're going to dig up the earth every couple of days or every couple of weeks to see if it's growing under the ground, it's never going to grow. You got to plant it, you got to let it grow. To a certain degree, you have to maintain an interest, but to come every couple of weeks and to find out how he's doing, that's also not healthy for the Talmud. So I think that's a little bit of a remez over here, that Elkanah left him by Eli HaKayin, and he was Holok Al-Beisa. He put his main kavanas with his household, and those he trusted Eli HaKohen that he was going to do the basic job. But the Al-Shech HaKadosh says something else over here. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says, in the next pasuk, which I'm not going to go into right now, Uvnei Eli, Bnei Belial, Lo Yodu Es Hashem. In contrast to Shmuel, who was Mishoreth as Bnei Eli, and he eventually became the Gadol Hador, in contrast, Uvnei Eli, Bnei Belial, Lo Yodu Es Hashem. They did not know the ways of Hashem. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says a peladiki thing over here. And then before I say the Al-Shech HaKadosh, I want to be magnum. That chinuch plays a major role in people's lives. Chinuch is one of the most important things. To be mechanech our children. And not only be mechanech our children by sending them to yeshivas, and not only being mechanech our children in speaking to them, but most of all, the ikar chinuch of children is the way we act. The way we act permeates down to our children, and they're able to see this is what parents are machshiv, this is what parents consider important, and this is not so important. That's a major, major chelik of our chiyus. The afal pikein, it's a peludika thing. I saw it from the Chofetz Chaim, and I see the Al Shech HaKadosh says it over here. After everything is said and done, and after all the chinuch, we don't have the answers to everything. And after all the chinuch, you can have parents that are master mechanchim, and they do everything that they're supposed to be doing, and afal pikein, you see that they're not matzliach. And lahepach, you see people that don't have a clue, and it turns out that their kids baptized to be Tamid Chachamim. How is that? I want to read you. This is from the Sefer Meir Einei Yisrael. And this was said over by one of the Choshev Yidden from Rav Gedalia Schneider. He says like this. The Chofetz Chaim said to his Mekurav Rav Schneider, the Rosh Yeshiva of Teres Emes in London, Hatzlocha b'yilodim hibrochem yuchedes min ha-shamayim. V'adobar lo'y toli b'chinuch. The Hatzlocha of children is a special brochem in ha-shamayim. It's not toli in chinuch. Elamai. If a person is not mechanach his children the way it should be, then in shamayim there'll be a tiny, you didn't do your job. Person has to do everything possible to be mechanach, because that's the shtaglos he has to put in. So there's a chiyuv to be mechanach children, and in that way he won't have to face a taina on him in Olam Haba. I have to know that I have to do my own. Ulam ha'atzlochim yilodim zubrochim yuchedes min ha'shamayim. These are the words that the Chofetz Chaim says. The Al Shech HaKodesh says, kemat that thing over here, the contrast between the children of Eli and Elkanah. Elkanah, he went on his way, he went back home, he left it in the hands of Eli. And that was it. The Shmuel HaNavi vaxed to be who he was. And Lehepach, the B'nai Eli, that were in the sphere of their father a whole time, and they vaxed B'nai Belial, and they ended up making a Chilul Hashem. So the Al Shech HaKadosh, you see from over here, that after all is said and done, it's not totally in our Hishtaglis. We have to make that Hishtaglis. We have to do everything possible. But after all the Hishtaglis, you have to know that it's a Brachim and HaShemayim. Mishkarov said, Tehillim, Tehillim, Tehillim. Davin, davin, and davin. The Al Shech HaKadosh uses a lotion, it's totally in Zechusim. And sometimes, it's not even totally in our own Zechusim. Sometimes it could be a tefillah from a Zayda or an Elter Zayda. Someone I know that's very heavily involved in Kiruv, very much Liach in Kiruv. There's a boy that he was being Makarif. American boy, went to a high school. No shaykhus. To anything from. His parents were co-reform rabbis. Not the rabbi and the Rebbetzin, they were co-reform rabbis in a reform shul, and they weren't happy that the kid was trying to get a little bit of his garbus to authentic Yiddishkeit. So one time this friend of mine was speaking to them, and they said, you know that our son comes from a long line of rabbis. So he's thinking to himself, yeah, what kind of rabbis? Rabbis like you, you know, reform rabbis like who, you know. So they mentioned the name. And the name of the Rav was from the most choshev rabbonim in Europe. Chofetz Chaim used to stand up for him, for this Rav. And this was an ear einikel of that fellow. I don't know how many, 3-4 generations. This bacha today is sitting and learning in Kail. Someone that came from parents that were mamish, you know, both of them reform, co-reform rabbis, and they weren't really happy with what he was doing, today is sitting and learning in Kail. It was most definitely was not their chinuch that did it. It most definitely were not their tefillahs that did it, because they didn't want him to do it. They didn't want him to be doing this. Again, you find it so often that people al pi derech hateva, you know, the chinuch that he got, you know, how did he become like this? And that's al pi kein. One never knows whose shlus it is. One never knows whose tefillah did it. We mitzad ourselves have to put all of the hishtaglos in. But after all is said and done, it's totally in schus, it's totally in tefillah, and one never knows where that schus comes from. A good to talk, everybody.